All right. We've got John and Peggy and Jim Vogtberg and Dean Sawyer and Gabe and myself, and I'll let our other guests introduce themselves.
I'm Glenn Edwards from the Newport Symphony Orchestra.
Lee Diner from CBS Outdoor.
Howard Shippey, Digital Video Designs.
Okay. All right. So since we're meeting, has everybody had a chance to review the minutes on the consent calendar and the review of accounts?
Yes.
Okay.
Do I have a?
I move for approval.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, all those in favor of approving the consent calendar, say aye.
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 Okay. We have a consideration for a tourism marketing grant. And that is for the Newport Symphony Orchestra. And the amount of funding requested was $5,000.
Probably not enough for everybody. That's okay.
Oh, thank you.
Save a little bit.
I'll keep that one here, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you tell what promotional ticketing is?
So the idea would be, if you see the outline of the second handout I've given you, we project having 75 seats to sell, work with groups to bring to the hall, which is our typical now because we pre-sell about 280 seats out of a 380-seat hall. By adding matinees for preferred seating, we'll have over 300 seats that we haven't really had available. So there really hasn't been a need to market the symphony. They're pretty much selling out the single concert.
That's what I thought.
So in order to fill the second event, we think marketing to a wider radius will be important. We believe that the closest we can come to a personal invitation is the most effective marketing. So to be able to work with a senior center and say, we'd love to work out a promotional rate for your group to come and attend our performance at the Performing Arts Center, so we could talk to groups in Albany. I know two groups in Albany, Oregon, the Mennonite Village, the Senior Center in Albany would be a target group for that type of audience to get their bus, come to Newport, spend the day here. Also, the ability, one of the things about the symphony, Newport is both a strength and a weakness for the symphony. It's a weakness because, in terms of marketing, because no one would assume that you would have a symphony as good as you have here in Newport because it's in a small town. I think the general perception is if I come to Newport to hear the symphony, it's going to be like going to hear the community concert band over in Albany or Corvallis. So to be able to entice people over here with promotional ticketing that is perhaps a reduced amount, first time visit, I think we've got a good chance of hooking them. Anecdotally, I had four couples come from the Valley for the January concert to hear the orchestra here. This would be the type of audience we would be targeting from a farther away. They were thrilled to hear the symphony here and the quality of it, excited to come back. One couple came back for the concert that was at the high school. Another one who lives up in the Salem area will come back again. I invited him to return. So I think then if Newport becomes a strength once they hear the symphony, because it's kind of like I can come to Newport and have the same kind of experience I can have going to Portland. Great music, great restaurants, and then I don't have any of the headache of going to Portland. You know, so you've got the very charming community. And then when we add the matinees, it's going to open up seats at Saturday night. So some of our season ticket holders, and the report there, anecdotally, about a third of our season ticket holders went to the Sunday matinee, which opens up seats for Saturday night for people who would come. I think that's the audience that would be more likely to come and spend the night in Newport. And then I was speaking with someone in Albany yesterday. I was telling him about matinees, and he was thrilled to hear that he would now have a chance to come on Sunday to hear a concert, because that could be a day trip event for them. So that's more likely to hit the restaurant market. The Saturday would be, so I think people see the opportunity more on the Sunday, but I think by freeing up some seats on Saturday night that typically have been sold, and then probably nearly all of the preferred seating gets sold ahead for the Saturday night concerts as it is, so we'll actually have good seating at both of the events.
Because when I, we always try to like drive overnight stays too as part of these, giving these grants out. So what percentage of the season ticket holders do you think live from out of town and they do stay overnight like on Saturday night? Just a guess.
Well, one of the things that's happening, especially in the winter season, is we are even losing market north and south. People won't come over Cape Fall weather at night. So
like a Lincoln City senior.
So we're losing Salishan and we're losing Lincoln City by doing all-night concerts in the winter time. And so we believe that it's more attractive to have the matinees on Sunday as well. Back to your question again.
Well, I mean, I like to know like how many people you think are staying overnight. So if your whole audience was all day trippers, well, to this committee, it's like, well, gee, you know, kind of help me out. Tell me about how many guys are staying overnight.
So I would take it from the perspective of the overnight population is very low right now because we don't have a need to market to a wider audience with the only one performance. And it's we do have on the mailing list people outside of Lincoln City, but these are people that probably are really local that are coming to the symphony. By opening up the seats, I mean, the symphony really hasn't had to market beyond just the quality of how they play to fill the hall one time. So to fill it twice or to open up the seating on Saturday night, there becomes a need to reach a wider radius. So the point of the marketing is personal invitation to people and then to be able to do some marketing dollars. And I think Albany and Corvallis are probably our easiest to target.
I agree.
But we have a long list of Salem folks from the Salem Fair that we want to do some outreach to as well.
And how do you propose to do that outreach?
That would be a mail contact of some kind. It's a list of people from the State Fair that were interested to know what's going on in Newport. So Michael Dalton picked that up, and so we would let him know about Symphony. It wouldn't hit other things that are going on in Newport necessarily.
My thoughts, Glenn kind of talked to me a little bit about this. My thought was the first year is we're getting the demographic people who have probably more income, more flexibility to spend the night. But the first year, they're going to come experience and say, wow, this is incredible. So it's really building a base for the follow-up years after that. So I think that the first year was, I know you're not going to see immediate people come here spend the night, but I think once they experience the symphony, see how good it is, then they on their own, because they have more flexibility of the demographic.
Much easier to get here.
You would come here. So I think that's the benefit. It's the long-term benefit.
Right. So, and the big downside with coming to Newport for a Saturday night event, if you come from farther away, is the night drive. And so the ability to drive back after an earlier event. So like in the Albany market, I think a lot of people would love to go to Portland for a Sunday matinee more than a Saturday night show because of the return drive home. But so that's kind of the crux of it. We think we have a lot more seats to promote. We've got a great symphony here that I think has the potential to bring people back to Newport if they experience it for the first time.
Rick, did you hear the discussion? Can you hear okay on the phone?
So,
you know, the essence of my question, like, you know, how many people are staying overnight? I mean, you kind of got the drift of that.
Right, and I think, you know, I don't have the information in front of me, unfortunately, but, you know, I think the amount that we are allowed to fund through that is kind of restricted by the amount that's going to be spent to directly promote overnight business. Is that not correct?
Yes. That is correct.
So I guess I would just, if I was looking at the line items of the budget that they've laid out, I would say, you know, there is, you know, it would be reasonable to consider funding anything that's directed at bringing overnight stays, so people from outside, I would say beyond the Albany Corvallis market. Mm-hmm. But I'm not so sure about anything that close, and especially the senior market, because we do a lot of business in Georgie's with those same senior places that you mentioned.
Right.
And they're always day trips. They, you know, they don't stay the night anywhere.
Right. It's a shame because it's a neat product. I mean,
yeah.
It's not like the performance is bad. It's just like getting other people to come to it.
It might be something that we might want to look at some print creative when we're doing any advertising in the fall as well, not necessarily to the symphony specific, but to any of the events that are at the Performing Arts Center as a draw.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that could be something we could consider. Does anybody have any thoughts or want to make a motion at this point? Or
I would just throw one more thought out. If you feel there's a restriction around the overnight the nature of the visit to Newport, mm-hmm. Through accounting practices, we could set funds aside specifically for that purpose, so none of those dollars would be used unless it was in conjunction with that type effort.
You do actually have to do that. It has to go for promotion and advertising outside of the Newport area with the intent to draw people so that they stay the night, so that this funding can remain in place, because the funding comes from room tax dollars.
Okay. It doesn't come from city dollars.
So any dollars sense. That you have in association with this has to be directed at trying to draw in people who are not specific to Newport and not just for the purpose of day trip. Even though it's a benefit to our retail establishments, the crux of it is that it's new tax revenue. So.
And so I'd be inclined to direct it, if you were to consider funding it, towards Saturday night performances that mm-hmm. would be more the ones that mm-hmm. would be likely. Mm-hmm. And I think the proposal, just anecdotally, we know we're going to have more seats to work with Saturday than we had.
That might draw a bigger demand on Sunday because the seats won't be available Saturday night, so that might push some of those folks.
Oh, that, we know that will happen.
Yeah. Right? Okay.
That's great for the local audience for sure, the Sunday event.
Okay. Well, with that, I'm comfortable.
You requested $5,000, is that right? Mm-hmm. So are you comfortable with the amount too, Laura? How about you, Rick?
Well, I guess I'm not sure what the timeline is on that. But
it's for their. It's
and again, I don't know exactly what's in front of you.
It's for their.
I would just say there. I mean, as long as there's a specific plan there of where that money is going to be spent to generate overnight stays, then mm-hmm. that's good. If not, then maybe if it's not time sensitive, maybe that's something that can come back to us.
Mm-hmm. Which is I think. Impossible. You heard him say he's talking about the fall beginning of the fall season.
So it's September through April.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't know if that makes sense or not, but maybe if they came back with a marketing plan or an advertising plan that was specific to generating overnight stays with a dollar amount requested, mm-hmm. that might be easier for us to approve.
Would you be able to do that next month?
Yeah, I just off the top of my head, it might make sense to do some promotional ticketing through some of the lodges and hotels mm-hmm. and see if they would help cross-promote mm-hmm. with us. So meaning they could come and stay in their hotel and they would get tickets to the symphony as part of their stay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a great idea.
Yeah. If you could come back with a proposal that just laid out your advertising and promotional ticket plan just a little bit more in descriptive, and then that way when this goes to council, they have all of the information and they're not saying, well, where are you advertising? Right. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. What's the promotional ticketing? It just would put all the pieces together because it sure. makes really good sense, and I still like the idea of us even dovetailing with some of the print things that we
do. Well, and I also like the idea. I mean, really the PAC and the events at the PAC could be one of your main draws to Newport. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's us, mm-hmm. but that's also South Pacific that's going on right mm-hmm. now. And
that's you and 12 other.
Think of yourself as a regional arts hub that people mm-hmm. come to experience Newport. So, and I like that idea of being embedded with a centralized effort to market Newport.
So would you mind just honing it
a
little
bit for
us? No, I think
it's great. Great feedback.
Great. Well,
thank you very much.
So, we should tell Glenn when we meet. We meet once a month.
So
we're meeting. We'll be meeting next month again.
I like it.
And then in June again. And there's still money in this fiscal year to expend. So.
And then this is a good question for you. So your city tax, does it have? Are these all venues in Newport that need to host people?
So, I don't understand.
So it could. Could the Inn at Otter Crest be a partner in that? Do they get any tax revenue for funding?
Newport doesn't get Inn at Otter Crest, but the county does.
So the question there is, give me some guidance about which hotels to go talk to.
Newport City Lodging only.
Okay. Yeah. And then if you have lodges that you think would be particularly receptive to that conversation, you don't have to tell me now, but I would welcome your feedback. I'm kind of a newcomer to Newport myself, so I'm learning these things. So I welcome your thoughts on that.
And there are a lot of hotels within virtually walking distance of the pack, so it's not like it would be difficult to advertise the hotels as well.
Yeah. I mean, you've got a good idea. You know, you want to fill Saturday night seats. The committee wants to give. That means people are probably going to stay overnight, and so, you know, I think we're on the same page.
That's perfect. Because the product is.
It's good.
Absolutely fabulous.
So. And it's fine. Yeah. I like the good conversation, so I appreciate that. So. You're probably done with me, I bet.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
See you at the next meeting.
So when you approve these, I'd love to get one of those. That looks kind of neat.
Okay.
Glenn, why don't you go ahead and take
that? Oh, good. You're very attentive.
Lorna's, she's passed the gavel back to me. I'm just so used to the hat.
Just going.
I was like, okay, I didn't care.
Know what was going on.
Well, half the time I call, can you run the meeting? Okay. All right. So media considerations. We have this Lloyd Center thing that looks really interesting with paper airplanes and
paper airplanes. Well, so Rick, remember the Lloyd Center, the center logo? That's what we're looking at, that picture that Mike Mahoney sent. And he sent me an email that said that the mall had offered to add an additional promotional element to the proposal at no cost. And at some of the hockey games, for instance, people are given a paper where they put their name and address and phone number, and then they have to try to shoot the airplane into the center logo. And Lloyd Center would be willing to do that, either giving people a soft Newport trinket or a flyer that can be fashioned into a paper airplane. And they try to hit the logo, and if they could, you know, they might be able to win a prize like a overnight visit to Newport or some passes to some, you know, to the aquarium or something like that. So that was something additional they could do. But he said that when I talked to him the other day, he said that it is still open and that they are hoping that if they think that we would be a great candidate for it.
So what is the cost of this?
The whole thing.
Yeah. And so you get
Does that banner come with it, or is that for that $5,049?
Yes. On this piece of paper, it says Center Ice logo. It's $2,500 for the initial production, $49.50 per month for 12 months. The Dasher boards are $80 per board for production and install, and $600 per month for 3 months minimum.
Okay, what's so that bridge crossing? $5,000 a month.
Oh, is walkway? Excuse
That's
me.
That's the walkway.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So it's $5,000 or $49.50 per month.
$49.50 a month for 12 months.
For 12 months. Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's a chunk of our budget.
Wow.
$60,000.
$60,000.
How many people go ice skating there? Well, and there's other people walking around, too.
A lot. And we had discussed at the last meeting that that Lloyd Center was not necessarily the most traffic-heavy with our demographic mall in Portland, the Bridgeport and Washington Square were probably better opportunities. But the ice rink is unique to it in that it's the only ice rink. And so people who have practices, who are on teams, you're just thinking of the soccer mom with the girls that skate, are taking them there. So it is our demographic. And the picture that he sent it looks like a fish tank. They illuminated it. It looks like it could be a tank at the aquarium.
Maybe the aquarium will go halvesies with us.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk to Karen.
So this image is non-year-round. It's just at certain times, or is it?
No, it's on year-round. It's on any time the ice rink is open. So.
Or any other artwork you may select.
Yeah.
I guess the only thing I would say is when you're looking at that's kind of cool, but do you really think of Newport when you see that?
Oh no! You need those
visual cues on the bridge and the sideboards.
Mm-hmm. If you're going to do that, unless you were going to put, Newport, Oregon in there, because you could put Newport. DiscoverNewport.com.
Well, it is an interesting venue.
Mm-hmm.
It's too bad. This
type of thing, I mean, if they made it really, really cool, it could create a buzz to where people might think, you got to go check out the ice rink at Lloyd Center.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, because that, I stayed over there because we went to the Rose Garden. So there's people that, you know, hang out on that side of town when they're doing events at the convention center or Lloyd, mm-hmm. or the Rose Garden. Because it's right across the street from.
How well the image shows up after it's been skated on before the Zamboni goes across the to clean it up. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You just get that snow
get
cutting thing, all of a sudden, like, you can't see the image.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that they do the Zamboni several times a day. I don't think it's a, you know, it'll be like that for a week at a time because they have to.
Yeah.
Because it gets pretty cut up. Why yeah. one and only oh, time yeah.
They bring that Zamboni thing out every time you want to skate and all this, you know, you got to wait for the Zamboni.
I think it's projected too.
Is there one now?
That makes sense.
We would be the first.
that billboard on the rooftop,
uh-huh.
great idea, but it just.
We did change the material, though. So
I know.
Mike
said it was a really good idea, but it just wasn't. I think
Mike's available by phone if we had any questions. I know.
Well, don't forget, you can get advertising on the Zamboni too.
Does he have any demographic information on shoppers that go to Lloyd Center?
I'd
love to know that.
Yeah,
I'm sure the Lloyd Center people.
I'm sure
have
the
it.
Lloyd Center people probably have it, but.
Well, I mean, I can just take a guess. I mean, basically, they're just people, I mean, who are the kind of people, really, that would come to Newport, take trips to the coast because they don't have, like, tons and tons of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe they're not going to be traveling to Hawaii. And
right.
I'm making a vast generalization here from the last time I went around the Lloyd Center.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Tanya Harding doesn't skate there anymore, so...
it certainly is our demographic. It's a lot, you know, that's a lot of our budget, but it's also 12 months.
Yeah.
And the opportunity, especially in the, there's no extra cost during the Christmas shopping season, and they have peak months of October through December that where they're, it's visible advertising. I would be interested in is if we could change it out. I suppose that it would cost us production.
I bet they'd nick you $2,500 every time you did it.
Mm-hmm.
Like a four seasons rotation.
Because mm-hmm. the production is $2,500, so they probably charge that almost each time.
Yeah.
Well, it would be cool to change it. From
do you have any thoughts, Rick?
I don't know, it seems pretty pricey. I mean, I know it's a lot of views, but I think it'd be multiple views by the same, a lot of times by the same people.
Mm-hmm.
Which isn't necessarily bad, but, you know, because I...
Oh, here it is.
It's kind of not a really well-traveled into the mall.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not something you really just happen upon, because, I mean, you can see in the picture, you know, the Macy's in the background, but that's not really a main entrance.
Mm-mm.
To Macy's. I mean, I think you're not necessarily marketing to everybody in the mall, you're marketing to everybody at the ice rink specifically, not the mall.
Right. And then there are probably some events throughout the year that occur at the ice rink that draw additional people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we have the benefit of owning those events.
So I guess my thought on it then was, I mean, you kind of have to look at it. The audience you're promoting to is whatever that number is for the ice rink itself, not the mall numbers. It's mm-hmm. the ice rink numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what that is. I don't know what those.
And then you accidentally capture all those. And then you also accidentally captured the others at the mall. That I could ask Mike if he could give us. We can actually call him. Do you?
Here's my phone.
But my 2:30 appointment is here now, so I do have to
jump
off the call because I got to keep my project.
Is there anything else we have to vote on?
Okay, all right. Let's see if there's. We'll table this for next month. I'll ask him some more questions, and I don't know if there's anything else that we need to vote on today. Did you? If you've got proposals, you can leave them with us, and we can look at them for May. Is that?
Yeah, nothing needs to be voted on today because we've got it through the end of this.
So I gotta run. So
okay.
All right. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Rick. Bye.
Okay. Well, because we don't have a quorum, we're not going to be able to vote on anything anyway. So,
I thought if the meeting started with a quorum and someone left, you could still continue.
No.
It was discussed at a meeting somewhere, though.
Well, it might have been discussed, but that's not
accurate.
Okay.
That's what I, yeah. That's because I thought.
That's why we have her. She's the rules of
the lady.
The meetings police.
Oh, well,
I know, I'm sorry, but do you want to continue these items to your next agenda? Shall I ask Cindy to carry them forward?
I think yes. Probably so. I think more information on Lloyd Center would be good.
Okay.
It's a lot of money.
Too much.
It would be interesting to see how many people would actually,
Mm-hmm. If we could get some more demographics on the ice rink and also on the mall. And then pitch. Here's a visual, but what's going to happen? What's it going to do? How many people are we going to?
Well, I mean, and all advertising like this is a crapshoot in that sense. I mean, you don't know. You'll never know. You'll never know where your $60,000 got you. You just will not know it,
Yeah.
I like the idea a lot. I mean, it's cool. I like these different things, the more interesting ways of getting your message out there.
Being a part of your overall marketing scheme for upcoming year. Figure out what you want to do. This could be in the mix, or maybe
we could do something with the website that could tie into this. That could be
There's a lot of stuff we could
click
do.
Click into here if you saw us at Lloyd Center, and then tell us your favorite ice skating memory.
Do you skate?
No, I try every now and then.
All right. Well, we need someone who skates, and they'll wear the crab suit. And they'll just show up at the ice rink like every so often. See?